Hi everyone, this is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and thank you for joining me during this Breast Health Awareness Month. I am really thrilled with all the information that I've been able to share with you. We've had great guests on my radio show. I've been filling you in with all sorts of information coming to you each week. And today I thought it would be really important to invite someone who has had their own personal experience with breast cancer, and particularly to inspire us to know what is possible, that there are ways to support our healing naturally and certainly to ensure our long-term health and well-being. So this is a particularly important information and interview for anyone who is experiencing a breast cancer episode, who has gone through a breast cancer episode, or knows someone, so you can pass this information on. And to help us and inspire us on this journey to healing is Adria Breyer. And Adria has had her own experience with breast cancer, and she has been committed to not only her own healing journey, but sharing what she has learned with other people. So I'm really thrilled to invite Adria to be with us today. Hello, Adria.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm great. And thanks for spending some time with us today, because I always find it inspiring to talk to people who have gone through their own challenges and have come out the other side so much wiser, more empowered, and more resourceful. And I know that certainly has been your experience. So can you just share with us briefly about your journey through this world of cancer, as we like to say, your cancer episode?
It's so true what you said, coming out the other side, because that was not the way I felt when I began this journey of learning. I've had two episodes of estrogen-positive breast cancer, as well as a melanoma and a squamous and basal cell.
Right, and I'm sure that when you first encountered this experience, this diagnosis, it must have been quite a surprise and a shock to you.
I was pretty terrified the first time, and I'm happy to say that as time went on, I became less terrified and ultimately realized that cancer can be chronic. And in that journey, I learned that I needed to trust my instincts. With the first episode, you know, I was totally overwhelmed. And I realized, fortunately, that it was a wake-up call. You know, it wasn't a death sentence. It was more like a life sentence. I had my instincts. I had my wisdom. And I needed to find the journey that supported my health. And I did that.
So what happened when you had the second episode?
That was really interesting. The pathology was very positive, estrogen-positive breast cancer, and after a while, for reasons I'll explain, it became 10% estrogen-positive. And one of the most important pieces of that puzzle, I incorporated into my life for probably a year and a half before I even had surgery. But I'm strong and I'm healthy, and I'm grateful.
Right. And I thought that because you've had these encounters and had really had to dig deep, look inside yourself, make changes, I thought it'd be really helpful for you to share with us what you have learned to support your health, for optimizing your health now and in the future.
You know, Cheryl, that has actually become my mission in life, to share that information. I was fortunate to have some support at the beginning, like encountering you, but the rest of that support was dearly lacking, and now that is my mission. When I had the first episode diagnosed, my doctor put me on Arimidex, an estrogen suppressor, and my instincts went crazy, and I realized that I needed to do something more natural that was congruent with my belief system, because otherwise I was working against myself every day. And along the way, I did a tremendous amount of learning. And I learned that I could have multiple cancers. Cancer can be chronic, but I can be healthier while I'm dealing with cancer. And that was okay. What I learned about sugar and how detrimental sugar was. how important greens were for alkalizing and detoxification, that I needed to moderate my exercise and not do it like a demon because it stressed my adrenals and that didn't support me. I really needed to increase my sleep, you know, with the computer and the way we live our lives, the way I lived my life. I'd be up until 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, and it didn't serve me. I was tired the next day. Even with 8 hours of sleep, I was tired. So I learned that by working with my body's own rhythms, the circadian rhythms, if I was in bed and ideally asleep by 10 o'clock, I felt much better, and it supported everything. Being cold did not serve me as someone with hypothyroidism. I learned that I'd better really increase my heat, whether it was socks, the biomat, extra blankets, whatever it was, I needed to make sure that my body was warm, because otherwise it was depleting my own ability to be healthy. I knew that I needed to detoxify regularly. You know, just walking down the street, I lived in San Francisco, I was breathing in the toxins from the cars. And I'm fond of saying in my consulting practice that if we remove the interferences, and some of those interferences are toxins, then our bodies know how to be healthier. And I think my body, our bodies, are smarter than any drug or surgery, but we have to give it the tools. Clean food, really having good, healthy, clean, organic food at minimum. Hugs and laughter and heart connection, those raise the endorphins and they make me feel good. And when you feel good, your immune system's stronger. I realized that I needed to change the stressed out treadmill I was running on. Even socially, it was running from thing to thing. Well, that didn't work.
Yeah.
Really importantly, when I held the cell phone next to my head, my jaw hurt. That was a wake-up call. And watching my thoughts, and this was, I have to credit you with constantly reminding us of this as well. When I think something that doesn't make me feel good, I am now habitually looking at that. It's automatic. Oh, hey, that didn't feel good. Change it. Because I have the ability to change it. And when it doesn't feel good, my immune system is stressed. So there were a lot of things that I did, and those were a great number of them.
And can you just talk a little bit about the emotional connection to your experience with breast cancer, since we know that there is always an emotional component as well as a physical?
You know, it's really interesting because research informs us that cancer takes 5 to 10 years to manifest. So they suggest that we go backwards in time, and they, you know, the wiser they, suggest that we go backwards and see what caused us to have such a stressed out emotional state. But we can't go back and recreate that. It happened. We can recreate it now. I can recreate it now. I can look at a situation that stressed me out or a button that's being pushed and see how I feel by my reaction and change my thought and therefore change my reaction and recreate the emotional state. And it takes exercise to lower the stress, but it also takes meditation, and it takes focus. I think that emotions are a huge part of our immune system depression. And I'd like to refer to the puzzle, the different pieces of the puzzle that synergize that keep us healthy, or the different pieces of the puzzle that synergize to depress our immune systems. The emotional element's really important.
Right. I think that is true, that there's always an emotional component that we need to address, as well as doing all the lifestyle and nutritional and targeted supplementation part of the journey as well. So is there anything else, Adria, that you've encountered along the journey that you have personally incorporated into your healing protocol?
Oh, most definitely. Well, first of all, I try to hug. Going back to your emotions, I became a very huggy person, and I pet lots of animals. But most importantly, actually, joking aside, I learned that I had to find the root causes of the cancer. You know, cancer can be chronic. Great, that's a great number of words, but who wants it to be chronic? I sure don't. So along my journey, I found a product that was amazing for me. It's called Halen 951. It became the foundation of my health. I was really impressed with the research. In fact, I've changed my life to share this information. There's a lot more on my website, But the research that made me make this the primary part of my protocol was that it was a fermented, non-GMO, organic soy. And I just want to say that along my learning, I learned that soy, regular soy, is not the same as fermented soy. They're totally different animals. Fermented supported my immune system. I liked that because it supports the gut, the seat of immunity. I liked that it was non-GMO. I liked that it was organic. It lowers the level, with the estrogen-positive breast cancers, it lowers the level of the bad circulating estrogens, and it increases the good estrogens. It increased their receptor sites on the different cancer cells, and it increases the healthier estrogen receptor sites, because estrogens in themselves are not the enemy. Having safer, more protective receptor sites for the estrogens and having healthier estrogens are what's important. The halen, cancer grows with a blood supply. You know, we grow with food. Cancer grows with a blood supply. That's the food. It stops the growth of the blood vessels to the cancer. With regard to the healthier estrogens, it increases the liver's metabolism so that there are more healthy estrogens and lowers the less healthy estrogens. It was mind-boggling to me all that halen did. Let's say cancer can be called sick DNA. It protects the DNA from damage, and it repairs the DNA that is damaged. Cancer cells, cells are programmed to die within a certain period of time. Cancer cells lose that program. Halen repairs the damage so that the cells and the offspring of the cells die when they're supposed to. We have natural killer cells in our body. The killer cells address cancer. It increases and strengthens the killing ability of those natural killer cells, which when the immune system is depressed, that killing ability is lowered significantly. It slows the growth of cancer, which is incredible. That gives our body more time for the immune system and the other anti-cancer mechanisms to work against the cancer. You know, our body can do this if we support it properly. We have something I like to call Pac-Men in our body. They're really called macrophages. When you have cancer, those Pac-Men are compromised. Halen increases these Pac-Men, and these Pac-Men can help to kill and eliminate the cancer cells in the body. It produces metabolites that shrink tumors. I mean, there's so much. There's plenty of research on my website, but that's a lot of it.
Well, you know, it's amazing that we haven't heard more about this product.
Yeah, I was astonished. And quite frankly, there are a lot of traditional doctors who have no idea about this. And I am thrilled to say that there are many doctors who refer people to me just to consult with them on the Halen, because it's part of an entire protocol. It's not exclusive.
So can you tell us more about your services and what you're offering women and the kind of consultations you do? And I know you're really passionate about the Halen product because it has played such a major role in your healing and recovery, and I know you're incorporating it for your long-term well-being. What can women do to learn more about what you are offering?
I'm happy to answer that. Let me just make one comment. It's important to monitor ourselves. I do certain tests, which, Cheryl, you introduced me to one of these, the estrogen urine metabolism test. There are tests that we can do that are a little bit outside the box, but are still traditional and fairly mainstream to monitor ourselves and monitor our health. And I will tell people about that in the consulting practice that I offer, because I'm concerned we're going to run out of time. I offer complimentary 15-minute consultations. When I work with people with Halen or with the Biomap for Detoxification, I guide them in how to maximize the benefits of Halen, because it's not just taking a beverage and you're done. There are ways to monitor it. There are ways to take it. And it is my pleasure to guide people in that. It took me a long time to learn. It took me a long time to find the product, and I will take Halen for the rest of my life.
So I'm sure that there'll be interest in what you are doing and what you're offering. What's the best website to direct people to?
HealthierApproachesToCancer.com. And under my picture, there's my email address. But what I would suggest first is there are a couple of interviews of me relative to healthier approaches to cancer, one in specific on Halon 951. If people will listen to those interviews, there's even an article there, and then contact me, or contact me first and say, Adrienne, I'm going to go do this, anything else you suggest, I'm happy to consult with them. And again, it is complimentary. The first 15 minutes are totally on my gift.
You know, that's a wonderful gift to be offering people. It's nice to pass on the knowledge that you have gained on your journey. I think that's what it really is all about, is particularly women sharing with other women and allowing the experience with breast cancer to be a time when we learn and grow and support each other on this healing journey. And Adria, I know you have been very dedicated to this journey. You had to for yourself. And now that you are on the other side, you're helping so many other women, and I have to say men too, because what you're talking about is also relevant for any form of cancer. So everyone really can benefit from what you have experienced, particularly the benefit of this amazing product that you have incorporated into your life and you're sharing with people, Halon 951. Thank you so much for being with us today and for the wonderful work you are doing.
Thank you for the opportunity to share with all these women that who follow you, Cheryl. It's a great pleasure to be on your program.
Thanks, Adria. You take care and have a great day.
You too.